Dr. Walker, welcome to Elmicascopia.
Thank you.
Our first question is, what are molecular diagnostics for infectious diseases?
Laboratory diagnostics can involve the amplification of nucleic acid sequences, such as polymerase chain reaction and several other methods. Or if the target nucleic acid, like the DNA or RNA, is already present in high concentration, for example, in a positive blood culture, it may, really don't need to amplify the DNA, and you just directly hybridize to the target DNA to capture the probe and detect the agent in a particularly sensitive manner. So it's really a way to detect the nucleic acids of an infectious agent to make a diagnosis of infectious diseases without having to cultivate the agent.
What are the advantages of molecular testing for infectious diseases?
Over the years, they have really shown themselves to be faster, less labor-intensive, and often they're less technologically demanding. A microbiology technician does some things that really go back to even being 100 years old, but they require a lot of skill. And a lot of these more advanced techniques really are less complex and enables them to be done with someone with less training, and therefore you can actually save money on labor costs. And by being automated, actually the walk away and the machine does the work, and that person is freed up to do other things. So it's a savings financially, but it also helps the patient out by being a faster diagnosis.
What are the advantages to the laboratory of automation in molecular diagnostics of infectious diseases?
Because these tests have got fewer steps and more of them are automatically executed, they really have been reclassified by the United States Food and Drug Administration as only moderate complexity. And so you can get someone with less training and educational requirements to do the test, and you can save some money that way. It really frees up that labor also to be able to do other things. And it actually also decreases errors, because if the machine is doing every step, a person can't make a mistake. For example, there are pipetting steps where a person may not pipette exactly the right amount, or they may make a mistake. The machine is going to do it exactly the same way every time and not make mistakes.
And what are the advantages for the patient?
Well, for the patient, the real advantage is that it's give a more rapid diagnosis. Instead of having to wait for the microorganisms to be propagated in a cell culture or on an agar plate, you can go directly from the specimen to a diagnosis, and that leads to earlier treatment, and it gives them a chance to be cured. If it's a life-threatening illness, it may even save their life. Or if it's an ordinary illness, it'll shorten the course because they'll get treated sooner and respond to treatment sooner, and not have to stay in the hospital or under care as long.
What are the steps that a technologist must perform in automated molecular diagnosis of infectious diseases?
Well, automation is going to do almost everything, so that at the most, the technologist is going to have to load the reagents into the instrument, that is, the components that are going to actually do the amplification of the DNA, and load the sample into the instrument, and they turn on the instrument on, walk away, and when the answer comes out, they just go back and look at the answer, review it, and then report it. So it really cuts down on the number of steps that are done by a technician. And sometimes there are even some tests where all you load is the sample and come back and get the answer because the reagents to do the test are already in the apparatus.
What is the range of quantity of specimens that are tested in different systems and the advantages of each?
So, these things can vary from where you only put one sample in, and it'd be like on demand. A patient comes in, they've got a problem, you get the sample, you put it in, and run their test, and it's just their test only. And all the way to those that have got we have one in our lab that can do up to 92 different samples at one time. And so you can have a big range, and there's advantages to both of those. If you have you can take care of the individual patient on demand, that's good, and then you only spend the reagents for that one test. On the other hand, if you can batch things and run them just a limited number of times and use all of the sample slots, you can get a high throughput and get a whole lot of answers out in a relatively short period of time. Of course, you lose the advantage there if you don't use all of the different slots, because then you'll be using more reagents and getting fewer answers. So if it's a low-volume test, probably the ones that are just a single on-demand would be preferable. If it's a high-volume test load, then it'd be better to have one of the high-throughput batch machines.
And Dr. Walker, could you please give us an example of a system that processes a single patient sample at a time, and how does it work?
Okay, there's a one test called a film array, and it is got a pouch that's got all of the reagents necessary for sample processing in it. Inside here, where you put the specimen in only, it has got the reagents to go sequentially through extracting the nucleic acids, doing a first round of multiplexed polymerase chain reaction, and finally it does second round polymerase chain reaction. That's called a nested PCR, but that's done in a singleplex format. So each one of those amplifications is going to be done on a separate array spot. And then at the end, it takes the sample and puts it into step that melts the DNA, and the temperature at which it melts will be very specific for that particular organism they have detected. And the instrument will interpret the results of that melt analysis and generate a result. And so it's a great example of a test that can test for one patient. And one of these is, say, a respiratory panel. So it can get 20 different analytes. I mean, you have a lot of different viruses, adenovirus, corona, about four coronaviruses, metapneumovirus, rhinovirus, enterovirus, five different influenza viruses, four pair influenza viruses, respiratory syncytial virus, the agent of whooping cough, chlamydia pneumonia, mycoplasma pneumonia. So these are things that are very hard to diagnose in the lab by cultivating them, but you can find out which one of those the patient has got, testing for all 20 at the same time on the sample and get an answer back, you know, less than an hour. And it's a great test. It only takes about 3 minutes of hands-on time for the technician, and can find out whether the patient has any of those agents. It's another assay that can panel that's done in a different film array kit will take a blood culture panel, and it can identify the agent of the blood culture from a whole long list of potential things that might be in the patient's blood.
Could you please give us an example of high throughput molecular diagnosis system for infectious diseases?
Sure. There's one that we use in our lab is called VIPER, and it's made by Becton Dickinson. And it can test up to 92 samples for some agents that are very difficult to cultivate or might be in the same sample. For example, a patient who's got a sexually transmitted disease that looks kind of like gonorrhea or chlamydia, they can detect the chlamydia trachomatis or the Neisseria gonorrhea on a genital swab or urine, a throat swab, rectal swab. And if we wanted to, we could add other sexually transmitted agents like Trichomonas vaginalis or the herpes simplex viruses. And it's one in which you really have to, it takes about 40 minutes to load 92 patient samples, and the reagents that are going to be consumed during that run in the instrument. And then you turn the instrument on, and about 3 hours later, the results are going to come out. And during that three-hour time, the machine will extract the nucleic acids, purify them, add them to the amplification plates with automatic robotic pipetting, amplify the nucleic acid, and detect the product. So that you could get, and 3 hours later, all the answers out for them, and you could run in an 8.5 hour shift the machine through several cycles and get over 700 different answers for example, the way we do it, chlamydia or gonorrhea, gonococcus. So it's a really good example of a machine that can, in a batch, run a lot of samples and get an answer in an amount of time that's shorter than it would be if it was done manually in the old classical method.
How can molecular diagnostics speed up the diagnosis of and treatment of serious infections?
Well, I'll give you an example of one that does not do nucleic acid amplification, and it's called a Verigene machine, and it takes a sample from a blood culture bottle that's positive. And so a person already has set up the blood culture, and there's another system that does the blood culturing. It automatically signals to the laboratory when the bottle becomes positive. At that point, you take the bottle out, and you load the sample into this apparatus. The apparatus, you do a gram stain, you see whether it's a gram positive bacterium or gram negative bacterium, and then if you put it through with the gram positive targets, there are 15 different targets, really important bacteria, and it will tell you what it is, and it'll actually identify some of the antibiotic resistance genes, so you'll already know not only what the agent is, but whether it's resistant to some of the common antibiotics that people might want to use. And for the gram-negative bacteria, there's 14 different targets, and it's some of the most important life-threatening bacteria that invade people's blood, and 5 different resistance mutations to an important bacteria antibiotic called carbapenem. And then another one that's against another antibiotic that's often used. So that way this works is you don't have to amplify the nucleic acids. You just put the reagents and an aliquot from the blood culture bottle into the processor. And then the machine takes over. And over a period of 2 to 2.5 hours, you get DNA extracted, purified, hybridized to a specific capture probe on a microarray glass slide. Then the technician has to do something. She has to take the slide and put it in a reader that interprets the hybridization signals and gives a result in several seconds. So I mean, so that step that he or she does takes hardly any time at all. I'd say altogether the hands-on time for loading the sample and getting the answers about 5 minutes per sample. And so then you get the results of what the bacterium is and maybe which antibiotic to avoid using, probably about 48 hours sooner than if you did it the classical way of going through the traditional diagnostic biochemical testing of the organisms. And so then the physician will know what drug to treat the patient with, I mean, what they're treating, and a better idea of which drug to use much sooner. And that earlier treatment, of course, is often key to getting a good outcome for the patient. Maybe difference between getting cured to getting cured fast or not getting cured at all.
Dr. Walker, thank you very much for your time and for this interview. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, and we are looking forward to listening to your presentation in the IFSC World Lab meeting.